I just wanted to take a moment and thank you for taking the time to listen to the Have You Heard podcast. We will be adding new material and interviews, in addition to interviews archived over the 10-plus years of us being on the air. So if you keep coming back to haveyouheardjazz.com, or become a subscriber from whatever place you get your podcasts, you'll always have new material to listen to, and new artists and music to discover. And thank you so much for listening. Good evening and welcome to Have You Heard. I'm your host, Rich Dole, and I'm very happy to bring to you, into your home or car or headphones, a very good friend of mine, a colleague, friend, mentor, celebrity. You all know him and love him, Mr. Bill Langton. Bill, welcome to the show.
Well, Richard, I have to say that I'm overwhelmed by that introduction, and it's a pleasure to be back. It's been a while.
It has been a while, and I, we've had you on the show a few years back. We did some Jazz Fest stuff, we did some Joni Mitchell, but we've never really played your music and all of your wonderful stylings on the guitar.
Well, thanks.
And stuff like that. And now I just want to make it clear to everybody who's listening that Bill and I work together a lot. We have a couple great bands, Red Hot Whiskey Sippers, that I refer to privately as Stringbone, the MG6 group, and we've been working together for 5 years. I think we've figured that out.
Yeah, before I came in today, I thought, now, how long's it been? Because last night you said to me, it's got to be since like 2011, and I'm like, no, it's been longer than that. So I have all my date books of gigs that I've done for like the last 20 years. So I looked, and the earliest that I found was 2009 in the spring. So we're on our fifth year anniversary.
Fifth year anniversary, but it feels like three.
That's right. It's time flies.
So I just wanted to put that out there that I'm not here promoting Bill because he gets me work or anything like that. It's just I respect Bill. I like his music, and I love working with him. And it's going to be a show all about Bill Langton today and stuff like that.
And Rich Dole.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm here.
Somewhat.
Clearly.
Yes, yeah.
But, yeah. I mean, I have to manipulate the knobs.
Full disclosure.
That's full disclosure on manipulating some knobs here. So, well, Bill, you have several albums out. One of them is Bill Langton, Yeah Man.
Yeah Man.
Yeah, and the Vintage Melange. And they're different albums. Obviously, they're different albums, but they're different styles, different sounds, and everything like that. But I want to play some stuff today that didn't get a whole lot of airtime. And for one reason or another, who knows? I mean, radio play is very fickle, as we all know. And all your tunes are fun and great. And I think maybe we should start with, if you don't mind, if I just jump into it.
Okay.
The incident at 501 we were just discussing.
Yes.
it's a really cool tune, and I would like to play this tune on a gig sometime.
Okay, we'll do that. All right. Can hear the trombone playing the melody.
Trombone can play anything. Everything makes the trombone, the trombone makes everything better, I think, right? It makes you look good. I can't
absolutely
play as fast or high as you can. So it's a good foil here.
Well, you know, there's a great simpatico between the trombone and guitar when we play. We listen to each other, and the different ranges complement each other. So
absolutely, yeah. All right, so here's from Bill Langton's album from 1999. Yeah, Man. This is Incident at 501.
Thank you.
Incident at 5:01 by your favorite guitar player and mine, who's in the studio with us, Mr. Bill Langton. Welcome, Bill.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming in and bringing your great music. And I think while we were listening to that, we decided that we should add the trombone to that one.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Now, I did a disclaimer that, you know, Bill and I work together a lot. That's not why he's here. He has not paid for his entry into the studio or anything like that. But Bill and I have been working together for 5 years, and which seems like 3 for me. But 5 for him, that's fine. That's fine. And Bill is the first person to call me and have me on like a small group gig. I wasn't really, I was playing jazz, but I wasn't like doing, I didn't know a whole lot of tunes, and I was mainly an bigger ensemble type player guy. And I was, I don't know if you knew this, but I was rather nervous about that first hit at the Chatterbox.
I did not know that.
Yeah, I probably turned you down at least one time, because I just didn't think I could do it. But man, I was like all day studying tunes, and I had a backpack full of music and tunes I didn't know, I didn't play on, and it was, but your gigs were so much fun, and it made me, it kind of brought me out of my shell a little bit.
I probably also gave you a list of tunes we were going to do and then didn't call any of them.
So. Well, that's true.
I didn't even realize, I don't think when I called that was really your first foray into small band jazz.
It was.
Went to the big band.
Yeah, it really was. And it gave me the confidence to, you know, put some of my own things together and to be, you know, more of a jazz player.
Well, and you obviously did very well, because in looking at my book, I remember that I did call you to do another one. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, you did call me again and again and again. So just to let you know, Bill and I play, this summer we'll play every Tuesday at the Jazz Kitchen on the deck outside. Mm-hmm. It's 21 and over. But it is, it's a really fun little band that we have. And in the winter months, we're wintering inside the last Wednesday of every month, the Red Hot Whiskey Sippers. And for more information, of course, you can go to thejazzkitchen.com. And Bill, you have a website, correct?
I do. BillLangton.com.
It's pretty easy. So any information you want to know about Bill, just look him up there at BillLangton.com. We do have a question from our Facebook fans. It is from your lovely wife, Luann. Please ask him what delicious dinner he's making for me tonight.
I figured she was saying that I need to stop at the store and pick something up on the way.
So we can talk about dinner later, but
and we both enjoy culinary arts.
Culinary arts, absolutely.
I do most of the cooking in the house because I find it very relaxing.
As do I.
Yes.
Yeah. Yep. Which is great because my wonderful girlfriend Stacy is she doesn't like cooking all that much, and so she's happy that I do enjoy cooking. So it's a good trade-off.
And also, Stacy has like a job, and Luann has a job, and you know we kind of sit around the house all day playing music. So if we didn't have dinner ready, we'd be in trouble.
That's true. We gotta pay the dues there a little bit. That's true. That job thing. Okay. Well, let's not go down that road. Let's play some more music, I think. One tune that I think is absolutely beautiful that I would love to play is from your album Vintage Melange from 2004. Is End of a Love Affair.
Yes.
Which is a really great straight-ahead tune. This album has, if I'm not mistaken, Kenny Phelps, David Murray on bass, and Mr. Jeff DeHert on the keyboard.
Yes.
And yours truly on the guitar. And if you don't mind, do you mind if we play End of a Love Affair?
That'd be great.
Okay, great. Here's End of a Love Affair from Bill Langton's 2004 album, Vintage Melange. Thank you. Of a Love Affair by Bill Langton, who has just happened to be in the studio with me tonight. Thank you for tuning in to Have You Heard? I'm your host, Rich Dole, and tonight we are listening to and talking with Bill Langton and all of his great music through the years. And he's a man about town. He's the ex-president of the Indianapolis Jazz Foundation. He's a landowner You own, you can vote. You vote.
You can vote.
He's the president of the downtown O'Malley's. He has a cabin owner in Madison. He's a celebrity in Madison, Indiana. We were down there last weekend. And how many people came up to you and Luann at the Thomas Family Winery when you were just sitting there, just enjoying a glass of wine, enjoying your night? How many people came up to say hi to you? Probably everybody in the joint, right?
Well, you did.
Yeah. Right.
No, it's a fun. Actually, Madison, as you well know, Madison is a great hang, and it's the Thomas Family Winery is kind of the social hub. So. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like everybody knows everybody there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but everybody
the cheers
knows,
of
everybody knows you, Bill. It's pretty remarkable when you're everybody knows Bill Langton.
Oh,
when I meet new people, I say, you know, especially down there, like, oh yeah, I'm friends with. This is what I say. I say I'm friends with Nick Ellis and Bill and Luann Langton. They're like, oh, I love Bill and Luann. Do you know what Nick does for a living? So,
for those
that.
Of you who have no idea what we're talking about, we have a friend who just seems to do very well, but we can't figure out how.
He's a great guy. But Madison's a great town, and you're bringing some great music down there as well. You have a new venture, the Red Bicycle, which will performance space.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And everything like that. So that's very cool. And let me ask you this, Bill. You have a lot of different projects. You have a lot of people that you work with week in and week out. What's on the horizon? Do you have any new things that you're going to try to do, or any you know, creative endeavors that are...
You know, it's interesting because I played all kinds of music for my whole life. I mean, I've played funk bands, you know, that toured nationally, and I've played in country bands, and I have a bluegrass hybrid band, and I've got you know, all the different incarnations of the jazz thing. So actually, Luann and I have, as you know from a recent appearance with us at the Jazz Kitchen for obscure Neil Young night, have been doing some kind of folk Americana stuff. So we're working on a duo, and actually and Jesse Whitman's going to probably play bass with us. He plays in our bluegrass group. So going to be working on kind of branching out into some different things, and actually trying some singing and, you know, that type of thing. Mm-hmm. As far as musically, jazz-wise, you know, just have having lots of fun with the Red Hot Whiskey Sippers. I thought about that the last time we played. That it was just really cool that we all have gotten so comfortable playing together and know these tunes so well, and you know, it's there's never any pressure there. So.
Right. Yeah, it is a lot of fun, and it's a unique band. I mean, you're guitar, and I play trombone, but we have Michael Beck on percussion. He doesn't play a standard kit. He has a cajon,
right?
That he kind of sits on that drum, and he uses his hands. He's a hand drummer.
Yeah, and he has like a snare drum that's about the size of a cake plate.
Yeah.
And, yeah, he kind of steals the show, you know, really. When it comes down to it, you know, we get done and, you know, we're smiling. We see people walking up to the stage and they walk like
you
right past me
right
and
past
go right to the drums. What is that drum set?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, so maybe we should replace him.
Yeah, let's get rid of him.
Well, yeah, the more country, you know, Luann plays banjo and ukulele and you play guitar and sing, the Neil Young type of, and dobro. It's just a really interesting and unique sound, and it seems absolutely appropriate for you're still bringing a jazz element to it.
Well, interestingly enough, if you listen to Hank Williams Sr., who wrote a lot of you know, fabulous tunes that have become big hits for Norah Jones and Tony Bennett sings Hank Williams tunes. If you listen to his, actually, I should have brought some in. Maybe we'll do another show on that.
Absolutely.
Sometime.
Yeah.
He was kind of a guy who was the predecessor of Texas swing kind of stuff. So a lot of his stuff, when you listen to the guitar solos and you know, even the pedal steel player and stuff, I mean, it's strictly jazz. You know, when you listen to their solos, it's like they're swinging. You know, so there's always been a real close feel. A lot of the guys who became great guitar players, like Barney Kessel and Herb Ellis and Charlie Christian, the father of, you know, electric jazz guitar, were born in Oklahoma and grew up playing you know, country music and bluegrass type stuff and that. So there's a real marriage there between country and jazz.
Sure, absolutely. You mentioned Barney Kessel, and you have a tune called Blues for Barney K. Is that the same?
That is correct.
Maybe we should play that. That would be like an excellent segue.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Blues for Barney K.
Yeah, Blues for Barney K is again from the 2004 album Vintage Melange by Bill Langton, our guest tonight on Have You Heard? Thank you. Sorry to interrupt the show, but just a reminder that you're listening to the Have You Heard podcast. New episodes are always being added to haveyouheardjazz.com, so please check it out. Subscribe to us any way you see fit to keep yourself updated. We'd also like to invite you to get involved by being a larger part of our show through contributing segments or ideas, or by becoming a supporter or underwriter. More information can be found at haveyouheardjazz.com. Or drop us an email at hyhjazz@gmail.com. We welcome your support, and we thank you for listening. Now back to the podcast. Blues for Barney K by Bill Langton. I'm Rich Dole. You're listening to Have You Heard. Thank you so much for tuning in tonight here on WICR. For more information about this show, you can find us on Facebook. That's facebook.com/haveyouheardjazz. Or you could email us at hyhjazz@gmail.com. Let us know your questions and concerns. Not your concerns, just your questions.
We don't need concerns.
Yeah, we don't need that stuff. And let us know that you're listening, and we'd love to hear from our fans. Matthew Altizer is on vacation in sunny Florida, so we can give him a hard time next week. But in the studio with me is Mr. Bill Langton. And Bill and I have been playing together for several years, and I really, really do enjoy playing with Bill. So, Bill, I have another story to tell about you and I working together. It was, let's go way back to New Year's Eve between 2012 and 2013. Mm-hmm. I had left my future girlfriend's party to come up to play with you at the Jazz Kitchen, and I was like really enamored with this girl. I didn't really know much. I was getting to know her, and was happy that she invited me to her party. And so, but I had to leave to come up to the Jazz Kitchen, so I was a little bit bummed out about that. But I got there, and you specifically requested me to be on this gig, which was very nice of you. Otherwise, I would not have had a New Year's gig. And I was on stage, and it was a fun gig. Maybe not incredibly as organized as you and I would prefer it. You can just say that. And I was starting to dip down into the darkness, the abyss that could be my life, right? And the place was packed. The place was packed. We were getting paid pretty well. And I was holding my trombone on stage, and I looked up and I saw you. You were smiling, and I thought, darn it, this is the year I'm going to be positive about every gig. I'm getting paid to play my trombone.
And so I just pushed the darkness away, and I smiled, and I started playing. I had a great time. And every time that we play together, I don't need to remind myself that I'm having a good time, because I am having a good time with you especially. But because of you, I'm not a dark, jaded jazz musician. So I thank you for that.
I mean, after that night, you've lost 40 pounds. You have a beautiful girlfriend. You're successful. You have your own radio show. I mean, you know, it was a turning point in your career.
It was a huge turning point in my career.
You could have gone two ways. You could have just, like, walked off the stage, walked out of the club, and you know, never to be heard from again. Or you could have turned yourself around with my presence there. So
yeah, I'm
happy that I was
saved my life, Bill. You saved my life.
I think that's a bunch of never mind. That's an interesting story, though.
Oh, good. I'm glad you like it.
Yeah. And I didn't know that you were actually at your future girlfriend's house that night.
I was.
So I mean, that was, you know, and you were probably enamored, and you were thinking things are going so well, and now I have to leave, and I have to go, you know, play with, you know, a bunch of musicians that I don't play with that often. And Bill, you know, Bill got me on. I appreciate that, but you know.
Yeah, it was definitely. I mean, it's easy, as you know, many people might know or might not know that a lot of jazz musicians can be pretty dark. I mean, like, we're playing serious. We're trying to play from the heart, and we're up on stage in front of people. People might be talking. They might not appreciate. And yeah, we could be playing, and people walk right up and talk to us like we're not playing, you know?
Right.
So it's like sometimes what we do is undervalued, or we could feel it's undervalued or underappreciated or whatever. So it's easy, very easy, and a lot of musicians can get dark very fast. And I, because of that night, I turned my thinking around in that regard to be more positive. And because of it, I mean, I think I've gotten more gigs. I've created a positive atmosphere. Stacy and I are now together, which you predicted. And, you know, I'm having a lot more fun on gigs, and my playing has gotten better because of it.
And so, you're looking great.
And I feel good. And you're looking great, too.
Thank you.
That's a great thing. Like, since we started playing together.
Well, maybe we should tell the story about when we, the picture that I sent.
Yeah. Okay.
Rich and I were at, you know, one point about 3 years ago, we were twice the men that we are now. No, not quite twice, but I found a picture of us on stage down in Madison, and you know, I had like four chins coming down, and Rich had this, like, I don't know what it was. What did you call that haircut?
I don't know. What
Dutch boy haircut.
It was just much shorter. It was much
40
shorter.
Pounds
I had
heavier.
Bangs. Yeah, 40 pounds heavier.
So between the two of us, I think we're down around almost 100 pounds.
100 pounds. So. Yeah, because you've lost close to 60, right?
Yep. Yeah.
And I've lost around 40, and we're keeping enough, and we're eating healthy, and so...
So there's no more darkness.
No more darkness. Yeah. Yeah, well, I mean, yeah, it's great. So if you want to find out how we've done all of this great, great positive things, you can write us at hyhjazz@gmail.com, and you can get in on the
Rich and Bill Fitness Program.
That's right, yeah.
I say that fast.
Yeah. Well, Bill, let's play something from Yeah Man, the album, and from 1999. This is more of a funky, more the vintage melodic, the things we've listened to previously are more acoustic sounding, more organic. This is more electronic in a way.
Yep, funkier and more Latin type stuff. So let's do Dancing in the Kitchen. Since
Dancing
we were just
in the
talking
kitchen.
About
oh,
the
yeah.
kitchen.
That's right, we were.
But this isn't actually the same kitchen, but it'll be a good segue anyway.
Let's listen. Can we listen to that and maybe Calypso Chips?
Sure.
At the back to back?
Yep.
Calypso Chips from the 1999 album Yeah Man by Bill Langton. Is all you. Everything you've done, everything you hear is you played on the guitar.
Right. It's similar to what a keyboard player has a synthesizer, and you hear keyboard players and, you know, they're playing a string line or, you know, a bass or something like that. Same thing for guitar. It's a guitar synthesizer. So I just basically started off with a percussion patch and did a loop and then started layering stuff. I had no idea. The whole thing was totally improvised. It wasn't written at all. So the whole thing was just kind of off the cuff in the studio when I was having some fun with a new toy, and and this came out. So.
Cool. All right, well, we'll listen to that after we listen to Dancing in the Kitchen and then Calypso Chips, the MIDI guitar masterpiece.
There we go.
Improvised masterpiece by Bill Langton. You're listening to Have You Heard? And here is more Bill Langton. Thank you. Dancing in the Kitchen and Calypso Chips by Bill Langton, who just happens to be in the studio with me tonight. Bill, thank you so much for coming in and sharing your music with me and the rest of the city of Indianapolis.
Well, it's just fortunate that we were able to coordinate a Saturday night off.
Neither
one of us are working.
Yeah.
And we could do this. It's
exactly.
Very rare occurrence.
Very rare occurrence. One that I hope will happen again in the future. We've already come up with a couple shows that we could do. Hank Williams.
Yep.
Be kind of fun. We can make some jazz connections there. We can do that.
Mm-hmm.
And, whatever projects you have coming up, I want you to come back and play some of that music for us.
I'd love to.
Oh, great. Well, we're going to end with two tunes from the album Yeah Man by Bill Langton. First one we're going to do is Salsalusa, and we're going to end the show with Boys Night Out, both original tunes by Bill Langton. And Bill, thank you so much for coming in. Thank everybody for listening, and enjoy the music.
Well, thanks for having me in.
You have been listening to the Have You Heard podcast. A big thank you to Jared Thompson and Premium Blend for letting us use their incredible original tune, Pursuit of Happiness, from their album, The Road. You can hear Have You Heard every Wednesday at 9 p.m. in Indianapolis on WICR 88.7 FM, or you can listen to us anywhere in the world through the internet at wicronline.org, or look for WICR in the TuneIn Radio and iHeartRadio apps. Listen to us anytime by coming back to haveyouheardjazz.com, where we will be adding new material all the time, so there will always be something new for you to check out. As always, we appreciate your time, your support, and thank you for listening.